An unpublished manuscript by Mark Twain sparked a bidding war between the Atlantic Monthly and the New Yorker magazines. The Atlantic Monthly outbid the New Yorker to obtain rights to the manuscript. Twain intended the story to be what was sometimes called a blind novelette, an outline that would inspire other writers to mimic the storyline. The library that discovered the manuscript is picking up where Twain left off and holding a contest to complete the story. Michael Kelly is editor of the Atlantic Monthly.
When Mark Twain wrote this, he was well established as a writer, as a famous writer. He had already written Tom Sawyer. He had not yet written Huckleberry Finn. So one of the things that's interesting about the story is that it was written at a kind of a midpoint in the development of Twain's writing style and fits with his other writing. It's a frankly commercial story, I think. Twain wrote it clearly expecting it to be a popular story, and I think he intended it to reach a popular audience.
What's the story and what's it about?
The story is called A Murder, A Mystery, and a Marriage. Twain wrote it in 1876. It concerns a father who is determined that his daughter marry the son of the wealthiest man in town. She's in love with another fella, wants to marry him. And while they are going through various plotting and scheming on the marriage front, a mysterious stranger drops into town from the sky, and things develop, including a murder. And eventually, the story works its way to a surprise ending, which I'll have to leave as a surprise.
Age-old plot device. A stranger comes to town.
The stranger comes to town.
Then why was it never published?
It was never published for a curious reason. Twain brought the story and the idea for a publicity stunt involving the story to the Atlantic Monthly in 1876 and convinced the editor of the Atlantic Monthly, William Dean Howells, to run a scheme where the magazine would contract with eight other famous writers to write versions of the story and have each of them write their own versions of the story, and then the magazine would publish Twain's original story and all of the other eight ones. Not surprisingly, I suppose, the scheme never came to pass, although the Atlantic Monthly loved it, and it never came to pass because the other writers didn't really want to be part of Mark Twain's publicity stunt. So they all said no. Finally, the whole project just sort of languished, and the story disappeared, and it stayed disappeared up until 1995, when a man named Patrick Martin, who is a lawyer representing the Buffalo and Erie County Library, the library acquired the rights to it and came up with two ideas. One was to get it published, obviously, and the other was to pick up on Twain's original idea and put together a contest. And at the same time, they bought the story to us, and we bought the serial rights to it, and are going to run it in the July issue of the magazine.
Now, this cost you a dime or two, huh?
It did. It cost a couple of dimes, but I won't say exactly. But we paid a good marketplace fee for it, something above the low three figures and below the high six figures.
I think my subscription price is going up.
It is actually. It's just yours, not anybody else's.
Michael Kelly is editor of the Atlantic Monthly.